Welcome to Random Bible Thoughts with Russ. Tonight's study is part two of Romans 14. We're looking at verses 14 through 16. So we're just going to get right into it. The title in the ESV is Do Not Cause Another to Stumble. Verse 13, I guess it's verse 13 through 16, not 14. Sorry. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or a hindrance in the way of a brother. I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it's unclean. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you no longer are walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one from whom Christ died. So do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. Okay, verse 13. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother and or sister. The word there means both. The Bible is written in a male dominant world. So, you know, it's always spoken in the masculinity, but it also means sister besides brother. That is a follower of Christ. Therefore, do not pass judgment. Why therefore, let's look at verse 10. You know, yeah, 10 and 12. Looking at verse 10 and 12. This is the therefore. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue confess to God. So then, each of us will give an account to himself, to God. Therefore, it's because we will all stand before the judgment and give an account of ourselves. So don't put a stumbling block or a hindrance before your brother. The scripture is using food and days as an example that can be used as a stumbling block. So if what you eat can be a stumbling block to a new believer or a weaker believer, or the day you worship, the day you hold as a Sabbath. If you hold a certain day specifically as a special day to honor the Lord, but your brother or sister doesn't see it that way, don't make it something that it isn't. Don't make it something that it isn't. Thinking about this, if it's not a salvation issue, then we can agree to disagree. We don't need to argue or condemn someone because they believe you shouldn't eat meat, or if it's okay to eat meat, or what day you observe the Sabbath. Those are secondary issues. They are not salvific issues. They are not salvation issues. It's not a big deal. This does not mean we shouldn't admonish or instruct or rebuke one another. For Romans 15, verse 14, I myself am satisfied about you, my brother, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with knowledge, and able to instruct one another. So we, you know, those that are mature in the faith can instruct. The word there is instruct, not attack them. 2 Peter 4:2, preach the word. Excuse me. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. You don't need to sit there and argue. Use scripture to prove what is true and correct. You use scripture to instruct. You use scripture to rebuke. Without scripture, you're just a clanging gong. Of course, the term is used in another thing about speaking in tongues. But anyways, we don't want to argue. We don't want to destroy the new believer or destroy the one that is weak in the faith. Verse 14, I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but is unclean for anyone who thinks it's unclean. So if you got a brother or sister that says eating meat, that's not right, that's unclean, well, for them it is. It may not be for you. The scripture has said, oh, I've made all things clean. All talking about food, made it all clean. And so people will get legalistic. People will get to a point where they're so hard-headed that they won't see what scripture actually says. Or some will see what scripture says and they're so hard-headed they just jam it down their throat. You don't win anybody over in that fashion, in my opinion. Paul stating that for him, there is nothing that is unclean in the Lord. Still speaking about food. But if someone believes it's unclean for them, it is unclean. Look at verse 5 and 6. One person esteems one day better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in their mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord, and the one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God. Well, the one who abstains in honor of the Lord, and the one who gives thanks to God, as long as it's unto the Lord. And I think I mentioned this last time. There's a, throughout the scripture, there's a repeated phrase. Unto the Lord. If you observe this day, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever day it is, if you observe that and it's unto the Lord, fine. And if somebody doesn't observe those days and they're in their mind, they're convinced that those days aren't the special days, those days aren't anything special about them, as long as they're doing unto the Lord, it's fine. You know, as long as we are convinced in our mind and we are doing it unto the Lord, does it mean we're right? Not necessarily. That's why we have scripture. That's why we use scripture to reprove, rebuke, and correct. But we do it unto the Lord. Oh, here's that scripture now, I think. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through works. Nope. Doesn't say through works, does it? Through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God. So therefore, our salvation through faith, by grace, it is a gift of God. There is nothing we can do. We can't observe a certain day as special and earn our salvation that way. We can't eat certain foods as what we think we should do, because it's not a salvation issue. We are saved by grace through faith, and it's a gift of God. Verse 9, not a result of works that no one may boast. There we go. It's not a result. Our faith is not a result of what we do. You know, if I read the Bible 10 times a day, and I pray 3 times a day, and I feed the hungry, and I do this, and I do that, and I do da-da-da-da, whatever. It's not that kind of thing. It's not by works. For we are his workmanship. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Okay, so it, whatever day we're observing, whatever food we're eating, if we're doing that as a thing because it's to earn our salvation, then, well, that's wrong. Just read it. Wrong. You don't do things, you don't do works, you don't do certain things to earn salvation. It is a gift. Verse 15, For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. So do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. I just want to reemphasize the section of scripture start out with, as for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, welcome her, but not to quarrel over opinions. And that's all this is about, eating meat or observing certain days. Those are all opinions. Scripture says this and scripture says that. Scripture also says that Christ, when he came, he had to do away with the first who established the second. He did away with the sacrificial animal sacrifice type thing to establish grace through Christ. He did away with the first who established the second. Jesus himself said, I am the Lord of the Sabbath. If the one who is weak in faith is distressed by you eating meat in their presence, or if they eat meat by your example and feel distressed by it, then you are not setting an example in love to the weaker brother. Instead, give up the T-bone and don't force it upon them. By doing so, you can cause a brother to walk away from God. By doing so, you are making what is good into a bad or evil. Anything that causes a brother to walk away from God is indeed evil. All right, that's the end of part two, and that's probably about the shortest video I've done in a long time. Then do part three sometime next week. And I will have a series coming up called the Seven Biblical Supplements. It's a Bible study I'm currently facilitating in men's Bible study Wednesday night at Crossroads Church. And we're in our second week of it. And if you like my videos and all that, I gotta pause this for. Anyways, I got interrupted there for a moment. I will be doing a multi-series video on the seven biblical supplements. And on Palm Sunday, I will be speaking at Monument Health Assisted Living Facility here in Custer, South Dakota. And then at 2:00 and then at 3:30, I will be up at the Custer Senior Care and Rehabilitation Center, also here in Custer, South Dakota. If you like my video, give me a like. Share, leave comment, all that neat stuff that we do and say at the end of a video. And I have started my bike and Bible series, sort of a series. When I go for a ride on my motorcycle, I'll normally try and pull off someplace safe, walk out in the woods a little bit or out on the rocks, and just do a short devotional. So if you like those, please give me a like on them too. Anyways, you have a blessed evening. God bless.